29th of February. It's a date which makes this a leap year. There's only one of these days, dates, every 4 years. And it's traditionally, I suppose, very traditionally, when the ladies can do the proposing to the chaps. Well, a few years ago during a leap year, Una did that, just that. And she's now happily married to John. They have a thriving family and they both join us. Good to see you. And how very happy you both look. It's not the Father Ted thing, you're all smiling and happy. And then outside the studio, it is Una. Good afternoon to you both. John, you've got the T-shirt on as well. You're an optimist, clearly, by the looks of things. Oh, how's your form today, folks?
Fine, thank you. But nervous.
OK, here, don't worry about that. John, take me back. 76, hot summer. The blood was up and the relationship was young and all was good. Take me away back to 76.
It's a long time ago. It was actually in the winter time. It was... She didn't wait until the 29th. It happened at a New Year's Eve party. At 12:05, she dropped it. She continued it.
Tell us about it, Anna. What do you remember at this stage?
Oh, I remember it clearly now.
Do you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
16, 17, how many years ago was that now?
We're 40 years engaged.
Wow.
So we'll be 40 years married next year.
What do you remember?
Well, we were at a party up in my house, kind of a Kayleigh party, you know. And it was just everything. Everybody, this was after 12, and everybody had hugged everybody and kind of wished everybody Happy New Year. We'd sang Auld Lang Syne, and everything was just going great. And do you know, sometimes after that, there's a wee quietness.
Where was this, by the way?
Up, I think it was my home house now.
In Carrigans.
Corn Campbell Carrigans. Yeah. God's own country. And in the quietness, kind of for a laugh, I said, John Fullerton, would you marry me? And he said, okay.
It was as simple as that. Had you this sorted out strategically as a good Donegal woman? Did you know it was coming if he didn't?
Well, you see, we had kind of talked, but I think if I hadn't said it, I probably would still be waiting.
Yes.
Do you know?
Would he be backwards and coming forwards?
He's well shy and quiet, yeah.
Is that the way you remember it, John, importantly?
I don't remember it.
Was there a few stout in hand of a
New Year's
Eve?
No.
And then you see, he says he's still waiting for the dowry.
I remember that part. Yeah, our brothers all said, if you take her out of her hands,
you meant to get a couple of acres.
Thousands and thousands.
Now you see, I think you've it wrong, Mark. You see, I think that, you know, people think it's just that one day, but no.
Year.
You see, it's a year. So I mean, there's ladies out there, and I can think of three that could just make use of this year.
Yes. And are we naming those ladies? I don't think we are.
No, but we'll call them the AAA.
The AAA.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
Oh God, yeah, they know who they are. Yeah, and it's a whole year, so I think they should take the initiative, and just pop the question.
Is this in your role as the sort of the boss in affairs? I mean, you have to get, if the two of you are going to do anything, Una, it needs to be initiated. But you need to be. He'd never get around it. How does that work?
Hey, I think that works for most marriages.
You think so? What about it? I find there's something singularly charming about it, right? But a lot of people, modern women will say, I don't know, younger women in your family say, wise up, and that's very traditional. Did it feel like that, a very conservative thing to do? Or to be told? I mean, there's nothing to stop any woman asking any man any day of the year.
Well, I think women make an awful mistake, you see, because I know I did. Like, for example, say if I wanted to go out for a night or for a meal or for something, you know, I would say to John, do you fancy going out? And he answers truthfully, no.
I don't
fancy going out, which is absolute truth. So now you see, the way you do it is, after many years of marriage, you say, I want to go out tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and I've booked a hotel, yes, or I've booked a kind of a holiday, or I've booked, is that okay?
We're going tomorrow night.
And he says...
What do you say, John?
Yes, dear.
He didn't even have to be poked in the ribs about that. You've got that off the tee, John.
I remembered an old man one time on the TV, and he was asked, what makes a happy marriage? You've been married 50 or 60 years. And he says two words. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
So I followed that advice.
Dear, fair play to you. I mean, 76, that's the same. How many years did you say that was?
40.
40 years.
Yeah. What's it? You know, the secret, because I mean, in the modern world, you can be very easy to be cynical. You know, relationships don't last 10 minutes these days. But for a marriage, you know, 40 years ago, and that was a gorgeous summer, by the way, wasn't it?
That was absolutely beautiful.
And you've been curtain for a while, I take it.
Yeah, we were, but he was at college in England, and I was at college in Dublin. So if he took the the holiday times out of it. I think we were, as they say, used to say, going with each other for 3 months.
And did you know it was on? Did you know it, or was it one of those, maybe not? Or
John is a very, very special and unique person, and I love him to bits.
There you go.
I do think, you see, many years ago, I love talking to you, you might get that. Many years ago, I asked my brother, my older brother, what was love?
Yeah.
And he said love is consideration, understanding and respect. That's what love is. And I was talking to John last night, and we were talking about love, and I was saying that when people get married first, or when you meet someone first, there's the physical attraction, and then you fall in love, and then you love. And then through many years then, you form this love. It's called, we call it a deep love. And anybody lucky enough to have that deep love. And you can have it with your wife, you can have it with your family. It's a deep, deep acceptance of each other. And that deep love, if you have it, you hang on to it for
dear life. There's not many, has it, John, in fairness? And I know she's doing the talking, but I mean, is that how you feel it? I know maybe you're a man of fewer words than Una, you know, but is that, is that the way you see it? Did you see it exactly the same, or is she just telling you to?
No.
John, this is what deep love is about.
It's definitely the same. You know, it's, and as Una said too, it's not just your partner. There are people in your life that are special, and you would love them in a different way, but it's someone that you're safe, you know.
Yeah.
You know that nothing's going to be bad happen with them.
He's a lovely light. You know, there are people coming to the studio, and you have a lovely lightness about both of you. You know what I mean? You can just tell us a real positivity about the both of you. I mean, maybe that's me just talking. Now, listen, hold on a wee second. Time for a wee tune, is it, Elisa? Hit it there. Because John, a little request came to Radio Foyle for this particular tune.
Mm-hmm.
And Una, it's over to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother had a severe stroke in 1976, and I had to repeat my exams in September. John, he went off to America. Well, I, at the time, like, we thought this was the best idea, like, for him to go to America. Anyway, I had to get the money for the engagement ring somewhere, so he went off, and I was doing my studies, and I missed him so much. And because, you know, people say, oh, he's my best friend and all this, but it's not. That's not entirely true. I think he's your other half, he's part of you, so when half of you goes away you're devastated. And I used to listen to this all the time till he come back. You know, he was only away for 3 months, but it was desperate, so that's why this is special.
So a wee rededication of sorts, now, eh?
Yeah. So I was going to say to him that next year we're 40 years married, and do you fancy marrying me again?
Do I have to ask this time?
Yes.
A good idea.
Yes, dear.
Will you marry me?
I will indeed.
Oh, good, that's lovely. John, we knew the music was coming out. I didn't know, I had a clue what Una had in mind. That's a lovely thing.